The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Dear God, through the waters of baptism, you claim us as your own and fill us with the power of the Holy Spirit. Help us to live lives that are faithful to your service, reflecting your image and revealing your love in this world. Amen. A 4-year-old boy was baptized at church one Sunday morning. As he and his family drove home after the service, the boy suddenly burst into tears. His parents had no idea what was happening. It had been a beautiful morning so far with the baptism and the fact that the pastor's sermon was over in less than 12 minutes. When they asked him what on earth was wrong, he sniffled as he explained, "The pastor said I would be brought up in a Christian home, but I want to stay with you guys." Since today is Baptism of Our Lord Sunday, it's a day for all things baptism. We sing songs that remind us of baptism, we remember the baptism of Jesus, and we are reminded of our own baptisms. We celebrate with those who were baptized this past year, and we'll celebrate with little Willow as she's baptized at the 10:30 service this morning. It's a day of celebration, and this is a day to remember who we are and whose we are. Some of you are likely familiar with the Disney animated movie Moana that came out a couple years ago. And if not, here's a quick rundown. So Moana is a young teenage girl from an island in the Pacific Ocean. And since she was a toddler, she's felt a strong connection to the water. She feels called to sail into the ocean to find answers that will ultimately save her island and her people. And she relies on the stars and the wind to guide her. At one point in her quest, Moana is all alone on a small raft in the middle of the water at night, with a torn sail, feeling discouraged and overwhelmed and defeated. In a vision, Moana's grandmother encourages her to remember who she is and from whom she came. Moana comes to realize that the call she has felt all of her life isn't out in the world. It's inside her. And in a beautiful song, she exclaims to her grandmother, "I will carry you here in my heart. You'll remind me that come what may, I know the way. I am Moana." I would sing it for you, but I'm going to spare you all of that. The more I watch this movie, the more I see the spiritual connection, especially with the importance of the water and the wind and the call that Moana feels to help save her people from destruction. Through baptism, we are saved through the destruction. We are saved from the destruction of sin that threatens this world. The Spirit moves over the waters, and God's call is placed within us. The call to preach, to teach, and to walk beside those in our world. In the loosely paraphrased words of Moana, we will carry God's call in our hearts. It reminds us that come what may, Jesus is the way. We are God's children. And the call that God places within each of us is nurtured and revealed to us throughout our lives by those who promise to raise us in the faith and by the Spirit who intercedes on our behalf and guides and equips us in even the most trying times. When we pass through the waters, the rivers, fire, God promises to be with us. That is the promise of baptism. God, who claimed you and instilled the Holy Spirit in your life, remains with you through it all. The calm, the storm, the familiar, the wilderness. Baptism reminds us of who we are and from whom we came. What a gift that is, and what an important milestone for us all to remember and celebrate. And the beginning of it all is laid out for us in today's gospel text. Today's text begins with John the Baptist contrasting himself with Jesus. John wants to set the record straight and nix the rumors that are going around that perhaps he is the Messiah. "Someone more powerful than I is coming," he says, "and I am not worthy to untie the thong of his sandals." Back in those days, sandals were typically untied and removed when going inside, especially after a long journey. Those who were wealthy, of course, had servants do the dirty work of untying their laces as a sign of status. But also a sign of welcome to honored guests was to untie their sandals and then wash their feet. So John is basically saying that he is not even worthy to be among the lowest servants of Jesus, whose coming he announces. John recognizes the powerful ministry that is going to unfold through Jesus, and he tries to get the word out there and prepare the way for the true Messiah who is to come, the one who will baptize with the Holy Spirit and with fire. Now fast forward to the actual baptism of Jesus, which was very much public and very much a big deal. Luke tells us that when Jesus was baptized, the heavens were opened, the Holy Spirit came down as a dove, and a voice from heaven proclaimed, "You are my son, the beloved. With you, I am well pleased." What a jaw-dropping event for those who witnessed it. We aren't specifically told this, but we can venture to guess it was a very powerful and emotional moment for Jesus. It was certainly a defining moment, a moment in which he was identified as God's son, a moment in which his ministry began to take shape through this new proclaimed identity as he was validated and claimed in a very public way. It's kind of interesting to think about all the identities we're given throughout our lives. We have the names our parents gave us. Some of us might go by special names like mom or dad, grandma, grandpa, aunt, uncle. Some might go by occupational title like doctor or professor. Or when you go through the grocery line, the name that makes me cringe is ma'am. And I'm sure we've all been called some not so nice names at one point or another in our day. Yet it's important to acknowledge and remember that we are truly defined by one name and one name alone. It's the name given to us by God in baptism, beloved child of God. That's the name that sets you up for the life of mission and ministry to which you are called. And for all the ways we are unique beings, we hold in common our oneness in Christ. So let's take a moment to think about how we do baptisms today. They're very much a communal event with participation from parents and sponsors and the entire congregation. Through water, word, prayer, blessing, and the flame representing the light of Christ, everyone has a part in this celebration. Parents, sponsors, and the whole congregation make promises to help raise the newly baptized in the faith and to support and pray for them in their new life in Christ. The defining moment of baptism marks a change, a new beginning, and a transformation of the life of the newly baptized. It marks the beginning of that individual's identity as beloved child of God, and the beginning of their ability to learn what it means to minister to others in this world. In other words, it's a big deal for the one baptized and for the entire church community who welcomes the newly baptized into the family of Christ. As a family, we journey together to the water, and we also journey together through the wilderness. We know that after Jesus is baptized, he went out into the wilderness where he faced trials and temptations that further shaped and strengthened his identity and his future ministry. He went into that wilderness alone, but he did not face the trials alone. God, who proclaimed Jesus as beloved son, was not about to abandon him when the chips were down. And so it is with us. We all have wilderness wanderings in our lives, moments of doubt or fear or pain or sadness. But the words from Isaiah are God's words to each of us. Thus says the Lord, he who created you, "Do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. Through water, through fire, come what may, I will be with you." As a family of Christ, we all play a valuable role in ministry. It's that call that's placed within us. It's the light we carry in our hearts that reminds us we have a gospel message to proclaim and baptismal promises to fulfill. Parents, sponsors, grandparents, aunts, uncles, congregational members, and friends, when you walk beside and help affirm another's faith, it has an effect that lasts a lifetime. It takes a village to raise a child of God, and you never forget the people who help raise you in the faith. Case in point, my parents and grandparents were extremely influential in my faith journey. Growing up, my sister and I were blessed to have both sets of our grandparents close by and very involved in our lives. When two of my grandparents were diagnosed with cancer and died while I was still completing my undergraduate studies, it was a devastating curveball that led to a wilderness journey in my own life. Before they died, they knew I was contemplating seminary and trying to figure out this crazy call to ministry. They were always encouraging, always nurturing, always there. When I finally made the decision to move forward and begin my seminary studies, I'll never forget the dream I had that night. In my dream, I was visiting with my grandpa, who had died about a year earlier. He looked strong and healthy, and he was surrounded by a glow. And in a defining moment of that dream, he looked at me and he said, "I'm proud of you." That was a voice from heaven moment in my life. To some, it may be considered just a cool dream, but to me, it was a needed affirmation coming from someone who had helped raise me in my faith. That dream was a powerful and pivotal moment at the beginning of my ministry. God still speaks to us today, sometimes in very direct ways, and sometimes in subtle ways that may even go unnoticed. God speaks through all of us when we speak in Christian love to one another, and when we encourage and minister to one another. It doesn't take a seminary education to share the good news. All it takes is an open mind and a willing heart. And in baptism, each one of us is equipped to share the gospel message and to serve a world in need. You all likely have stories of a time when someone you loved or respected offered that word of encouragement at a pivotal moment in life. Or maybe you have been an encourager, speaking words of hope and encouragement to another. Embrace those moments and take those chances, because you never know when you're going to be making that powerful difference in the life of another. As we stand together with baptismal families both today and in the future, let's truly live the words and promises that we speak. This is a defining moment in the life of the newly baptized. This is a day that God speaks to them and reminds each of us, "You are my beloved children. With you, I am well pleased." Amen.